Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research anything. I'm here with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
I hope you guys didn't miss us too much. We were not here last week. We took an Easter break, but we're back.
We are so back.
And just a heads up, this episode is brought to you by Best Fiends, which we will talk about later. But for now, let's talk about the holidays of today. Mom, you were supposed to do this homework. Did you do the homework?
I did the homework.
Woohoo!
It is look-alike day. We're wearing glasses.
And headphones.
Headphones. And a smile.
That's all you need.
It's also Chinese language day.
Mandarin.
And volunteer recognition day.
Oh, okay. Recognize those volunteers, y'all.
And then this week, on Wednesday, Earth Day.
Earth Day. It's Earth Day on Wednesday. I knew that.
Thursday is World Book Day. Read a book, people.
I have one, but I haven't cracked it open. I bought a book. I was about to go on a tangent, Mother.
Tangent away.
It wasn't that big of a tangent. I just got annoyed that you interrupted me. I bought a book about 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. I read a book, and I was like, "That I loved reading. I'm going to get another book." And then I got it and I didn't read it ever.
That happens.
I feel like reading's one of those things that's hard to get into. It's like hard to open the book. And then once it's open, you get, if it's a good book, you get enthralled with it. But then to open another book, come on. It's a lot of work. You got to choose it over TV.
Well, it depends on how you read. Like if it's a good book, mm-hmm. I'll stay up all night long reading through to the morning.
Yeah, that was me with Hunger Games and Twilight.
Yeah. So, okay, Saturday?
Yeah.
World Penguin Day.
Oh, I love a penguin.
Love a good penguin.
Love a good penguin. Remember when Happy Feet, broke the world? Everyone became obsessed with Happy Feet?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever watched it. So.
They danced because they had happy feet.
That is true.
It's a long time ago.
It was. I also read that it's Lima Bean Respect Day.
Really? I cannot respect a lima bean. I'm sorry.
I don't know what a lima bean is. I'm sure I've eaten one.
Disgusting.
Is it the more tubular one?
They are shaped like a kidney, kind of.
And
they're bigger and thicker, and they just, I gag on lima beans.
You're also a little dramatic when it comes to things you don't like taste of.
Yes, no. Hey, you are. Guess what? I have been eating things that are spicy, making all these new things.
I love that. Good
I
for
even
you.
Use sriracha sauce. Is that how you say it?
Sriracha.
Sriracha sauce.
That's cool. Good. I was slowly building up a tolerance to spicy because you raised me and you raised me on bland. You were like, no spice ever. And I was like, all right.
I'm cooking.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I don't like spice then, because you told me I didn't. And then I wasn't prepared to eat spicy. Like, I feel like it's something you have to build. Like, if you eat spicy as a kid, you can eat it as an adult. I slowly built it. And then for some reason, for like a month, I think like we went through quarantine and all of the things went off the shelves. So we couldn't make half the spicy things we normally did. And in that 1 month, I lost my entire tolerance to spice. Matt fed me something spicy, and I was like, ah! He was like, it's normal. I was like, it's too hot.
And my spicy probably isn't a normal person spicy.
No, you're still trying to get used to the mild at Taco Bell, the mild sauce.
Yeah.
I also read that it's National Pineapple Upside Down Cake. Yeah.
Yum.
I like that. It's a good yummy cake. Yeah. It's a little weird, like pineapple cake, but it's also like there's a carrot cake.
Carrot cake's good.
I like all those cakes.
I made a apple pie today.
You did?
Apple Dutch pie.
Is the Dutch the one with the crumble?
Yes, ma'am.
That's the only one I'll mess with. I don't want the...
It's crust on the bottom, but crumble on the top. And all the business in the middle.
I love that. I don't want crust on the bottom and on the top. I don't like any pie like that. Get that away. Mm. I want crust on the bottom, goo in the middle, crumbles on the top of any pie.
Any pie. Strawberry pie.
I like strawberry rhubarb pie.
Really?
Yeah, that's a good
you
one.
You like strawberry the barb.
Rhubarb. Yeah, okay. I love the barb. It's good. Okay. Oh, all right. I digress. So this week in the news, an LA Times writer put out an article titled "Enough with the Work From Home Sweatpants. Dress like the adult you're getting paid to be." What is this dude's problem that he cares so much about what people are wearing in the privacy of their own home?
Hey, what's on the bottom is nobody's business. Just so the top looks like your business.
Good say. Right? Yes, but this was tweeted. And the person who runs the Twitter was like, this was tweeted without my knowledge, but it was still an LA Times like article, a piece. And the LA Times sports people tweeted, "I read this while wearing my basketball shorts." And then, of course, the internet tore this person apart. Like, what is your issue? Why are you so bitter that this is what you're going to... A pandemic is happening. People are dying. People are losing their jobs, their homes, their like health insurance. Yeah. And you're concerned that people are just a little bit more comfortable. Like, come on, dude. So, naturally, the internet did their job. And
are you wearing sweatpants?
I'm wearing jeans. But, see, the thing is, my quarantine... I mentioned this on... I filmed a mukbang with Colleen earlier. That'll be up Tuesday on my main channel. But my life wasn't, thankfully, like a blessing, wasn't that thrown off by the quarantine. Mm-hmm. I've always worked from home. I've always been quite a homebody. The only thing really changing is, like, obviously I wear a mask once a week to the grocery store when I go, and I can't see my family. But I'm still doing all the work. I'm doing more work right now. Right. And so, like, and my job is to put me, what I look like, on the internet. And so... I'm still wearing makeup and wearing my normal clothes because that's just what I've always done. And so mine's just a little, like, someone were like, "Why are you ironing your clothes?" Because I burnt my leg while ironing the other day. They're like, "Why are you ironing clothes?" I was like, "Because I'm still doing the same job. Nothing's changed. I still have to put myself in front of a camera like six times a week. Like, come on.
Hey, and some people in quarantine are ironing everything just because
hey,
it's stuff to do.
Hey, it is. And everything will be prepared for you you want to wear it.
That's right.
So I'm wearing pants today because I filmed the video. I filmed the TikTok. I'm doing the podcast. I've been on the camera today.
You have been.
Another thing the internet went after was Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz. They both made really stupid remarks about the coronavirus. They clearly don't know what's going on and are completely detached from people and normal day stuff. You have to get... Everyone was like, Dr. Phil isn't even a licensed psychologist anymore. He, like, it wasn't like in 2006, he didn't renew his license or something. I'm like, guys, these people are more of a TV show host now. Yeah. They're not, like, psychology and medicine is constantly changing and evolving. They're not keeping up with it. They're keeping up with their TV shows. Like, obviously he's not going to renew his license. He doesn't have to renew his license to be a talk show host because that's what he's labeled now. So, all of those medicine shows, just a little side note, are all bull. They're getting paid. Like, they're doing brand deals. Every episode when they, like, promote some new energy thing or something, it's all a brand deal. So people need to stop watching those shows just in general. Like, I've always hated them. Every person in medicine with any ounce of respect has always hated those shows. On to happier news. Charli D'Amelio. Do you know who that is?
She's a TikTok girl.
Yeah, she's the top TikToker.
She's good.
She, She did Parker's dance. My nephew Parker
made
up his own TikTok dance, was super proud of it, came downstairs, went up to my sister-in-law, also known as his mother, and was like, Mom, film this. She's like, you got it, dude. So she filmed it, and he's like, can you send it to Charlie? Because apparently he met her, I think, at Playlist. And, you know, Parker becomes best friends with everybody. So he was like, can you tweet it to her? She's like, sure, okay, babe, but I don't think, like, I can't guarantee she's going to say anything. And she's like, yeah, I'll do the dance. And she did it the next day.
It was cute.
Yeah, Parker was so happy. And since then, their channel has gotten to 1 million followers on TikTok. And mine got to 1 million followers on TikTok. And Colleen got to 2 million.
Yes. You guys both did his dance.
Yeah. Parker was my first TikTok dance. I did the foot smacking one once with Colleen.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's a dance. No. That's more of a secret handshake with your feet.
Yeah.
I also did another dance today on TikTok where do you know what throwing it back is?
No.
That was cute. That was a good try. That was very much, I could see that being that. It's a butt thing. It's a butt move in a dance.
Throwing it back. Okay.
Yeah, you throw your booty back, basically.
Got it.
I've told the internet I would never do it, but on my fundraiser live stream, I promised someone I would duet them. And this girl, Rosie, was the person I chose. Today was the day I decided to like duet her because I've been sick. And for those who maybe only listen to this podcast, I was very sick the last week. I had stabbing stomach pains and a fever and blah, blah, blah. ER says I'm fine. I'm fine now. No pain whatsoever. But I couldn't do, I felt bad because I kept pushing off the TikTok. But today, today, she's been really nice the whole time. I kept DMing her, being like, I'm so sorry. And she's like, no, feel better. Like, don't worry about it. Just when you have the time. And I was like, okay. So I DM'd her today. Okay, it's time. Which one is it? What do you want me to duet? And I knew it. I knew exactly which one she was going to send me the video of all of the booty moves. And she did. And I wasn't going to say no because she had been so sweet and respectful the past 2 weeks waiting for this to happen. So
is
I threw
it, up
it
now?
Back. It's up. I threw it back for charity.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's okay. But yeah, that was my big TikTok thing. That's a lot of fun, though. I like TikTok. I've gotten addicted to it.
It's fun to watch you guys.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's cute. Short,
I feel
little.
Yeah. Yes, it's short. And I think that's, I thought TikTok would have died off by now, but I think enough really great people have gotten on it and set like kind of a standard that now it's like better.
Yeah.
You know what also is really awesome, Mom?
Tell me, Rachel, what is also awesome?
Best Fiends.
Yes.
So like I said before, this episode is brought to you by Best Fiends. If you've been listening to our podcast for a while, you'll know that we've worked with Best Fiends in the past and that we've both been playing this game for a very, very long time. So long, in fact, that I am now on level 1,287. I'm gonna toot my own horn here. That's pretty high up. But if you're new here, I'll hit you with the info. Best Fiends is a fun mobile puzzle game where you can collect tons of cute bug-like characters that help you beat puzzles and slugs so you can advance to the next level. Each little bug does something different, so you have to make sure you choose the right one for the level that you're on. It's a super casual game that anyone can play. I play every single day when I have a little downtime. Sometimes it's just for 5 minutes, but sometimes definitely can go on for hours. There's no time restraint on the game, so you can pop in whenever you want. They update it monthly, making sure that there's always a new challenge or fun, bright new characters happening in the game, so you never get bored. So engage your brain with some fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends. Da-da-da-da. Thank you, Best Fiends, for sponsoring us.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Mom. Okay. Mom, do you know what Bang Lean is?
Yes.
What's Bang Lean?
Eric and Corey wanted Colleen to cut her hair.
Yeah, you know.
To cut her bangs. And then she said, nobody does bangs. And then she had a little picture come up of my face.
You work the bangs, Mom. You've had bangs.
No, forever.
Yeah, you've always had bangs.
My forehead. So I cover it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with your forehead, but okay. Oh, yeah, Colleen. Oh, sorry, I got tired. Colleen mentioned in an Insta story that Corey and Eric were trying to get her to cut bangs, and Twitter became very divided. There were anti-Bangleen fans and Bangleen fans. Who handed you what just now? I saw that. It's an inhaler. Are you dying? Why, you're doing your inhaler in secret? She's holding it. Count to three and release. You okay there, Mom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, Twitter was very divided. Everyone was fighting on if Colleen should get bangs or not. Guys, I am her sister. I know what's best for her. And she does not want bangs. For a second, they seem fun. But for her, it's like it's years of commitment because her hair takes so long to grow out. I could cut bangs and be done with it in 6 months. My hair grows like a freaking weed. But hers takes a long time.
Long time.
Mom, I have a question.
All right.
When will people learn that the internet is never private and everything on it will never go away?
I don't know, but that's all true.
Yes. No one will ever learn this. Demi Lovato's Finsta was trending. You know what a Finsta is. It's a fake Instagram, your personal Instagram, where you can post things without the world knowing. But the world always knows. The world always knows. So apparently, Demi has a personal Instagram with only 125 followers. It looks like one of those followers leaked content.
No.
And so what it was they posted a collage of all of these things of her bashing Selena Gomez, which they used to be friends and then they had a falling out. And it's always been kind of like drama. Yeah, I don't know why. I never cared enough to figure that out. But like, and people like pretty much verified that it was her account. Like they had recorded her like doing little live streams with people on it. But we don't know when these photos were taken. The whole thing seems so weird. But like, the internet isn't private. And it's
not.
Forever. It's forever. Trust no one. Like 125 people? You thought 125 people were going to keep their mouth shut?
No.
Like, no. I know maybe three people that would keep their mouths shut in my life. And even then, I'm like, they're bound to tell like two or three people. My best friend and I, we know no matter what we tell each other, we are going to tell our significant other. Like, it's don't tell anyone means you can tell your significant other, but no one else outside of that. Like, people tell people things. We're humans. Like, we gossip. Yep. We talk. We like to be informed. We like being someone that isn't informed. Like, that's just what it is. So, all I got from that story wasn't like, cancel Demi Lovato. Because, like, okay, whatever. No. It's, why are people still doing these things?
Yeah.
Why are people doing this? There was a couple on TikTok. I wasn't going to talk about this, but this just made me. It's still the exact same thing. Her and her boyfriend posted a TikTok being extremely racist against Black people. Like, I watched it and like gasped with utter disgust of just like, people like this exist? Like, I keep forgetting because I live in a very accepting community and family and just not even accepting, just not poop heads. Like, obviously we're accepting, but to me when I say, sorry, side note, I just realized when we say like I live in an accepting community, it means like there's something to accept,
right?
No, we just are normal humans. Sorry. But anyway, they posted this and he posted, I think it was on his TikTok, and he made it, it was a public TikTok, and people found it obviously because it got shared, and people reported it to their schools because it's the internet. People found out who they were, reported it to their schools, to their families, all of this. They both got expelled from school, meaning they couldn't go to the colleges that they had already planned to go to because you have to have your high school degree. So they just got expelled from high school. Their college plans got canceled. And obviously, like, they don't got jobs right now. So the girl went on Instagram and was like, really apologetic. This was one thing. People were making a bunch of fake Instagrams acting as her. And like posting more racist stuff. And I was like, that's not helping anything.
No.
That's, like, obviously, I was a fan of her, the school finding out, and the correct actions, I think, were taken. But to just add more to it with the fake Instagrams, that was a step too far, honestly.
But when you mess up, you don't need people shoving it in your face constantly if you are really sorry for it.
Yeah. You deal with the consequences of you got expelled, you were doing hate speech and all these terrible things. Your school doesn't stand for that. You broke the rules. You broke the rules of society. So people are also just not going to like you. But she was like, obviously her world just got ruined because of her actions. But I was like, why did you post it? Like, why did you, why did you engage in this? The internet, nothing is private on the internet. And I think I couldn't tell what was real in the end of her being like, my boyfriend said it would be a private video for his friends. And I was like,
well, even still.
Yeah, I was like, she was like, I never agreed to be public. And someone was like, she just said, I didn't agree to be publicly racist. That's what it was. But I was like, that doesn't matter because people screen records, even if he did just post it on private. Things get out. Don't put anything on the internet that you're not okay with people seeing.
Yep.
Obviously, when you're a kid, like, a lot of people are dragging up things that people said 10 years ago. I'm always like, I take those things with a grain of salt. If that person has proven within the past 10 years that they're not that person anymore.
Right.
Whatever. But
hopefully people grow and change.
Yes. I'm a big fan of that. I know people can do that.
Yeah.
But like right now, she knew she shouldn't have posted that. And she did it because she didn't think that there would be consequences. I don't know. The internet doesn't go away. Sorry.
It does not.
You know what also doesn't go away?
What, Rachel?
Stupidity. It wasn't a sponsor thing.
I'm going, wait a minute.
You're like, I was only told about Best Fiends. So people are protesting the lockdowns, the shelter in place acts. People are protesting this. And they're saying, like, the virus isn't real. And, you know, it's all a media hoax. Spitting in the face of doctors that are the nurses and medical people and, you know, people working on the front. Spitting on their faces,
and
basically.
And the people who have died from it.
Yes. But that's alone. Like, okay, you're brainwashed. You're uneducated. Wow. You're an idiot. You think it's not real. That's its own entity. Why are some of these people still wearing masks at these rallies and these protests? Why are you wearing a mask if you think it's not real? Also, like, 80% of people are not wearing masks. They're wearing a MAGA hat. But there are, look at any of the photos, there are still a few people wearing masks. I'm like, what are you doing? Do you believe it or not? I'm very confused. Pick a side so I know how to appropriately fight you on this. I just...
Conflicted. Maybe they're just conflicted.
Yeah, they're like, maybe they think that the virus is real, but they don't feel that the government should tell them if they're allowed to get sick or not. I don't know. But I thought it was a humorous thing. All right. I know you aren't a fan of talking about Tana, but there's two Tana pieces of news today.
All right.
She is releasing a single, which is called Without You, on Wednesday, April 22nd. So I'm excited to hear that single. And then there was a buzz of TanaCon 2 happening.
Oh.
But someone mentioned it to me, so I did a little research, not going to lie.
Rachel.
Well, because I was so shocked. And I'm like, this would be stupid. But people. But it's only because fans found an Instagram account called TanaCon, which seemed newly made. And the link in the bio sends you to the official TanaCon website. But that's it. Like, she hasn't mentioned anything. Her team hasn't mentioned anything. There hasn't been any, like, TanaCon 2 logos or anything. So this very well could have been a fan who made this account in case she did a TanaCon 2 and they could sell her the domain name.
Yeah.
Or the username, or someone could have just had fun with it, or it's an old account that they made but never used. There's so many excuses for it. And also, I don't think anyone's planning a new convention right now.
No.
Right now, people are canceling things. Like, Taylor Swift canceled any performance she had in 2020.
Yep.
Yeah, Justin Bieber, I think, did the same, or he's
making
it. Yeah. people are canceling. No one's creating at the moment.
Right.
So
right.
There's that. That's all the news I really have. You'd think after 2 weeks I'd have more, but
No.
There's not much, guys. All right, Mom. I put you in charge. Oh, I got a big yawn. I put you in charge of the game today. I told you which game, which is called Finish That Line, but I wanted you to come up with the lines that I have to finish.
Okay. Do you have to know where they're from, or am I just giving you the line?
If I need a hint. If I need a hint.
You is kind. You is smart.
You is important.
You got it!
Yeah!
I didn't think you'd get that one.
I got it.
Okay.
It's a good line.
You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one.
I'm a believer. Is it a song?
It's a song.
Say it again.
You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one.
But I'm not the only one. I don't know the words to songs.
It's from John Legend.
Wait, hold on.
Imagine.
But that's...
I mean John Lennon, not Legend. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
A Beatle.
But I'm not the only one. I don't know it.
I hope someday you will join us and the world will be as one.
Aw, cute.
Cute. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
No soup.
For you.
Yes. Seinfeld.
No soup for you. This is fun.
To go boldly. Nope. To boldly go.
Where no man has gone before.
You got all of these, Rachel.
No, I didn't get the song one.
Oh, that's true. Okay, you're gonna like this one.
Okay.
We went to the moon.
In 1969. Not 1970, but that year soon.
Not 1968, but a year later.
Oh, sorry. Is that from Even Stevens?
Yes.
We went
to this one.
To the moon in 1969. That's such a good song.
Yep. That's all I had. You said five, so I did
five. That was great. Did you see Instagram? You know how we always do Mad Gab, where it's you say a word, a sentence wrong, and you have to see what it sounds like? They're doing it on Instagram now.
I saw that. You and Colleen did it.
Yeah, and it's really hard because there's a time limit. It's like 5 seconds. Like us, we go through it like 20 times till we can hear it. Yeah. And I was really bad at it because I'm used to like taking my time and like saying it in different accents to maybe hear it correctly. All right, let's move on to some questions, Mom.
All right.
Peyton wants to know, Gwen, how often do you FaceTime your grandkids?
Every day.
My parents are the most adorable people in the entire world. And every single day at 1 p.m., they FaceTime all their grandkids and read them stories from a book or do puppet shows. They put on a puppet show for them today. It's adorable.
It was Sunday, and we did a little Sunday school lesson.
They did. They did some Sunday school with the puppets, and it was
adorable. But this was actually, credit goes to Jessica, because it was all her idea, and she said, would you be interested in having story time with the kids and, you know, her kids and Flynn, so all the grandkids, every day? And I'm like, yeah, because they would FaceTime. They actually FaceTime us every day.
Yeah.
Duncan does.
Yeah, Duncan FaceTimes me like three times a day. It's hilarious.
And Colleen will FaceTime me with Flynn. And I don't do the contacting because I don't want to. I know your lives are always busy and stuff.
Yeah.
So it was actually her idea, and I loved the idea.
That's cute. Well, she's probably like, fun. I need an hour where these kids
are entertained.
Colleen wanted to tell me and Jessica something. So she FaceTimed both of us. And Colleen's like, it's kind of more of adult content. Nothing scandalous. But she was like, I don't think the kids should hear. So Jessica put on headphones. She was like, you know what, kids? Everyone go outside. Just go play outside. And it was... Jessica's like, I only have 20-second intervals before another kid comes in.
Yep.
So Colleen would say something for like 20 seconds, and then Jessica would be like, hold on, and there'd be another kid every 20 seconds a kid would come in. It was hilarious.
Yep.
I was like, oh my God. So,
cute.
Yeah, my parents are awesome. How was Easter? Okay, it says, I wrote down photo-taking asked, how was Easter? But I have a feeling that's a giant typo, or I was thinking about something else while writing this person's name, which is very plausible. But it said, how was Easter? I was dying on Easter. That's the day I had a fever and stomach pains.
Yeah.
What did you do on Easter? We all Zoomed. Nothing. We all had a we all had a family Zoom.
We did a family Zoom. That was about it. Been a rough few weeks, so it was
all there was to it. I took naps. I took like 20 naps. I broke my fever that night. So I had to sleep a lot that day. Chloe Loves Colleen asked, who taught you to build tables and stuff? I have always been into building and creating. Like Legos were my favorite toys. So like, and I wouldn't just like, I'd follow the design once and then I'd take everything apart and just build my own thing.
Come on, you started with Duplos.
Okay, sorry. Duplos. Started with Duplos, then Legos. Yeah. But I was
I still have your Legos, Rachel.
You do?
They're in the garage. You have them color coded in the boxes.
Yeah, I do. Because I am organized.
Yeah.
But then I was always trying to build things in my backyard. Like my dad built me a treehouse and I was always trying to expand it. I didn't know what I was doing. My parents were smart and did not give me power tools because I was very accident prone. But, and then Christopher once built sets. My sister did a Good Man Charlie Brown show one summer. And Christopher said he'd build the sets and I helped him with that. And he taught me a lot during that. And then in high school, we had to take an elective and I was like, I don't want to take art or, you know, I don't care about any of this. I'm going to take woodshop. So I took a semester of woodshop and I loved it and I would have taken more.
And I still have your chopping board you made me.
You too?
Yeah.
I have a side table, or it's a dresser or something. It's like a little tiny bedside table I built. I'm very proud of that thing.
You also made a little box that has a slide. The slide comes out. I have that too.
I was thinking of making more cutting boards because I have a planer, and that's what I have, a router and a planer, and those are like basically the two things you need, that glue and wood.
Do it.
I was thinking of it.
Those are great Christmas presents.
Do it. My dream is to just build things for people on Christmas, like for Christmas. But
well, I have a nice picnic table that you built me out back.
That was my one thing I've built for someone else.
I love it.
I still don't trust how sturdy the benches are. I feel like I want to put legs in the middle of those benches.
We haven't fallen off of them yet.
Well, that's good.
We moved it back on our inside type patio. So
I desperately want to put legs in the middle though. But yeah, I've always been interested in that stuff, and building just kind of is like logic to me. It's like, obviously you would do this and this and this. And now that I have a house and I can buy all of the power tools I want, I have definitely just kind of taught myself, and YouTube videos and Pinterest things and all those things. It's like, once you figure out a few basic staples, I feel like that's with music as well. And with like
cooking.
Cooking. Like once you figure out like the few staples, then it's just kind of like a creative element to like takes over, and it just all, it's a big puzzle and it all combines together.
I have a question.
What?
Where's your dogs?
Blaze is sleeping. You can see his leg.
That's Blaze. I miss him. Okay.
he's out. And I think Snoop's in the living room.
Gotcha.
I know. It's surprisingly quiet. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's usually there's a dog in the middle of the mix.
Well, I took them on a stroll right before I recorded. Got them nice and tired. It was dinner, then stroll. They're out. Josh says, what's after YouTube? TikTok? No, I've always thought about this because YouTube's up and it's always been up and down for me. Like, always. It's never been like a steady, consistent, like upward motion of easiness. So I've always thought about it. I don't know. It's
we'll
like
see.
Dog training, building things. We'll figure it out. Like, I kind of see what opportunities are presented to me, and then I take and do and, you know, live life. Yeah. Whatever. Who cares? Podcasting. Vanessa says, who did you argue with more as children? I think I argued with Trent the most. Colleen got mad at me more than any siblings. The one with the most hatred towards anyone else was Colleen towards me.
Yeah.
But
you didn't argue with her. You were older.
Yeah, when I got older, I did.
You stand up for yourself.
Yeah. But as a kid, like, I just wanted to be her friend. So if she was mad at me, I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But Trent, I think I argued with him the most. We butted heads a lot.
And now you guys get along great.
And now he and I, I'm like, oh, he's like my bestie. He's awesome. We get along. Yeah. Just takes a little understanding. I had to learn how to communicate better and listen.
Yeah.
All right. Someone asked how I feel about this. Adria says, why do you think people are posting their past senior pics as if that's going to make the class of 2020 feel better? What are you guys doing? Posting pictures of your graduation and your prom is not going to make... What?
I don't
That's
know.
Like... So... I. They're so... so what? Like, oh, sorry, you didn't get to do it, but I did. Does that make you feel better? Like,
no.
What?
Isn't that like on a... they don't do Throwback Thursdays or Tuesdays anymore.
Throwback Thursday and Flashback Friday. No one does them anymore, but that's... Old news. People were posting like...
Yeah, senior pictures.
Yeah, sorry, class of 2020. Here's my picture. I'm like, that's the worst thing in the world you can do. Like, yeah. You should be like, it wasn't that fun. That's what you should be doing. Obviously, that's not really going to make anyone feel better because, like, walking at graduation isn't that exciting at all, but you still want to be able to experience it. And once you do, you go, well, that was lame. But you want to be able to say you did it and come to your own conclusion that it was lame. And like,
or maybe for some people, it's not lame, Rachel.
Oh, no. Yeah. For some people, it's like, especially I've noticed that people that really, really, really appreciate it are like first generation to do like to graduate or get to college or, you know, some like, those people that really means something to them. And that sucks when that gets taken away for sure. Yeah. But I'm just like, why are you posting these pictures? Don't do that. Be like, oh, you can't afford a car? Here's my Tesla. it doesn't make any sense. Louidia asked, Gwen, have you tried whipped coffee yet?
No, because I do not drink coffee.
My parents are so strange and neither of them drink coffee. Don't look at me like that. It's weird.
We drink iced tea.
Dad will have sips of yours, but he drinks Coke.
He drinks water mostly, but he will take a Pepsi, a Coke, an orange soda.
Oh, yeah. He used to drink grape juice in the morning when I was in high school.
And then orange juice.
Yeah.
And now it's just water.
Yeah. He liked juice a lot. I love juice. Juice is good.
Juice is good.
I can't wait to have an orange tree so I can make myself some fresh squeezed juice twice a year.
The rats in my neighborhood have orange juice every evening.
Oh, you guys got a lot of rats.
Oh, we got these new things for gophers and moles, Rachel. Did I tell you of this story?
No, you did not, but I have a feeling they're humane because you're so excited about them.
They're like a stake and you stick it in the ground and you turn it on and it's solar so I don't have to do batteries or any of that. Or wires, and it goes, and it vibrates, so it emits this vibration and this sound that apparently moles and gophers don't like, and so there's a couple in the front yard and one in the backyard. Haven't seen any moles or gophers yet.
That's good.
And they were everywhere.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. But
you just don't
want
to have them too close to your house because every 30 seconds you hear it.
Oh, that's
really
annoying.
I think it's meant for like an acre.
Yeah.
And you stick them on the other end. So it's like someone's cell phone rings just once and then it stops. Or
that's
like a
annoying.
Timer's gone off. Just me. And you're like waiting for the rest.
I hate that. But that's cool that you found it. I'm tired. That's cool. You found a humane way to deal with them. And Victoria wants to know, what's on y'all's trays? Mom, what's on your tray?
My phone.
Naturally.
And my iced tea.
Love it. Gwen's iced tea.
And my inhaler now.
There you go. I'm at my desk. But I have a glass of water. I have my phone. And then I love writing with pen and paper. Like, so much. I love making lists and writing with pen and paper. These are all the things I have to do in my yard before it gets 100 degrees out every day.
Well, it's going to be this week.
Yeah, it's hot today. I had to call a sprinkler man and a fence man. There's two jobs I can't do by myself, and we can social distance while they do it.
Yeah,
I can give people money.
And mask your face up.
Yeah, Matt was supposed to redo the sprinklers in the front yard, and he realized he can't handle it. He needs some help. And I said, you know what? I respect the fact.
Yep.
That you admitted that. So getting a sprinkler guy out here Thursday, and the fence between me and my neighbor is significantly falling into my house. So, and I could fix it myself, but I'm not going to deal with property line things.
Yeah.
Like, this is, it's a very simple fix. You just straighten it up, put in posts. Just, it's a very easy fix. And I hate that I have to call someone in to do it. It's going to bug me watching
Better
them do it.
Better safe than.
Yes. So.
A headache.
Yes. Yes. So, that's happening. And then I have all these projects planned. But I only have like a month to get them all done before it's too hot to function outside.
It's already going to be too hot this week, Rachel.
It's only like 80.
No, you're getting up to like 90 something.
Yeah, I think it's Thursday week. When that guy's coming.
Yep, like, that's the
you
day.
You chose the day, bro. I called you Sunday and you chose till Thursday. All right, that's you. That's your choice. All right, Mom, do you have anything else to add?
I do not.
All right, neither do I. Well, that's it. We missed you guys. Glad to be back. Thank you again, Best Fiends, for sponsoring this episode. We love you. And Mom, you want to take us out?
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken, or did I turn to the spirit?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.